Remember last week I was saying the greatest scandal in the history of British broadcasting, Lord Reith, somewhere is twitching in his beer because they switched the Oscars over.
Oh, that's right.
In the last hour. I may have mentioned it last week, didn't I? Did I mention it last week that the BBC decided to switch the Oscars over for the last hour? Sorry.
Yeah, one or two words.
And I said there was some Tristram sitting up there. I said, oh, let's do that. Let's just turn the last hour of the Oscars onto another channel unannounced because everyone taping it all night then didn't get the last, the big or last hour of the show because the BBC decided to switch channels in the middle of the night without telling anyone, which is, I believe, which is on the remit for the BBC to a broadcast. That's what it says. You must do things like that. In Radio Times this week, a very mild letter. I can't believe this is the most forceful one. Once again, we must thank the BBC for showing the Oscar. Yes, get on with it, mate. However, you know, and it says, I switched over. The coverage stopped before the Best Actor, Best Film. It's one of those perky letters that they like to think represents the more forceful views. The answer in the Radio Times says, BBC Two's schedule manager, Kate Mordaunt, there is the foul beast we now give the name to. BBC2's schedule manager, Kate Mordaunt, says the decision was taken after the Radio Times went to press to switch the Oscars to BBC One in case of an overrun. BBC2's Learning Zone programmes are in the main recorded rather than watched, so it was deemed best not to disrupt the valuable educational output. What a load.
You lost me.
Kate Mordaunt says it was deemed best not to disrupt the valuable educational... Who do you think you are, Kate? You're educating the people, are you, Kate? So a live programme that's on once a year will disrupt that, but some dreary dread programme with 500 nitwits out there, you feel that valuable educational output. You're a twit, Kate. You made a lousy decision. You're a twit. Put your hands up, Kate. Kate Mordaunt, scheduling manager of BBC Two, you're a twit. You made a mistake. You made a big blunder. Put your hands up. Stop waffling. Stop spinning. Kate, your name lives in infamy. You're a twit, Kate. Thank you very much, Pete, for the support and everything else.